This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has condemned the Saudi government's killing and cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate earlier this month in Istanbul.
They did the wrong thing in even thinking about the idea. They certainly did a bad job of execution, and they certainly did a bad job of talking about it or covering it up, if you'd like to say that.
Mr. Trump described the murder and aftermath a total fiasco. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. identified some of the alleged participants.
We have identified at least some of the individuals responsible, including those in the intelligence services, the royal court, the foreign ministry, and other Saudi ministries who we suspect to have been involved in Mr. Khashoggi's death.
Washington said it's revoking the visas or making ineligible for visas 21 Saudis and held out the possibility of sanctions. Earlier, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Riyadh to search from top to bottom for those implicated. He said there are strong signs the murder was premeditated, not spontaneous. This is all very real to Marina Litvinenko, widow of Russian agent Alexander Litvinenko, killed by radioactive poison in 2006.
I think international community need to have a call wake-up. Journalists in Russia will have a list of names, people who've been killed in Russia. And I think it's a good point to see if it might be something might change.
Saudi Arabia is conducting its own investigation, has detained or dismissed several people. Zimbabwean opposition leader Nelson Chamisa Tuesday called for a transitional government to resolve that country's worsening economic and political climate.
Indeed, our country has been sent on a free throw and also is in a difficult situation on account of the predatory policies of this unelected government.
He said the first step would be a political dialogue. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says Washington will press ahead with its decision to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations. Bolton, who held 2 days of talks in Moscow, including one Tuesday with President Vladimir Putin, was asked if the U.S. planned to reintroduce nuclear missiles in Europe.
We're a long way from any decisions on those kinds of questions. I think it was important from our perspective, as President Trump said on Saturday and said again yesterday, to deal with the question of Russian violations of the INF treaty. It's a position Russia doesn't agree with, but which we feel very strongly about.
The Kremlin denies violating the treaty and warned it will be forced to respond to any U.S. arms buildup. The National Security Advisor also admonished Moscow for meddling in U.S. elections, a charge it denies. And he also indicated Mr. Putin and President Donald Trump plan to meet on the sidelines of next month's centennial observance of the end of World War I in Paris. Israeli troops shot and killed a Gazan teenager Tuesday and wounded several others during a protest along the Israeli frontier. Israel's military said its troops came under attack near the border fence and used riot dispersal methods and live fire. Japanese journalist Junpei Yasudo, kidnapped more than 3 years ago in Syria, is now believed to have been released by his captors. Chief Japanese Cabinet Minister Yoshihide Suga said Tokyo is receiving information. He was released and is now in an immigration facility in Turkey. The 44-year-old freelancer was abducted in June 2015 and was seen in a video early this year. The identity of his captors remains unknown. Vietnamese lawmakers Tuesday almost unanimously elected Communist Party Chief Nguyen Phu Trong as president a month after his predecessor, Tran Dai Quang, died. The 74-year-old Trong is the first Vietnamese leader to hold both titles since the rule of founding president Ho Chi Minh. Hurricane Willa, Category 3 storm, made landfall along Mexico's Pacific coast late Tuesday with winds in excess of 160 kilometers per hour. The storm moved inland near the town of Atikapan, about 100 kilometers south of the coastal resort of Mazatlan, prompting thousands to evacuate. U.S. stocks fell in Tuesday trading with investors concerned over corporate earnings. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar announcing it's maintaining its 2018 earnings forecast after two previous quarters of gains. The benchmark Dow Jones shedding nearly 130 points to close at 25,191. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.